Well, I was wondering if it would be possible for me to call you again tomorrow and have you, me, and him conference a call.
All right, sure. I'd be happy to talk to the little fella, get him off on the right track.
All right.
And hopefully we can keep him from any arrest of any kind of exposure, any of that kind of craziness that can happen when a child becomes aware of what his go-getters for.
Yeah.
All right, so you call me up, be happy to talk to him. That really helped me in my life was my father and son communication. Oh, yeah, Daddy would always help me with everything. Hell, I was about your boy's age when he got me involved in Pop Warner football. But unlike most dads who just send you away, he was there for me, holding the blocking sled in the backyard, making me run deep for passes. He'd hoof it around the yard so I could practice with my throwing arm. I'll never forget Daddy going deep. His wingtips crashing through the mud. Tip a rilla in his mouth. You know, the things you remember. Can of beer in one hand, he'd be throwing the ball with the other. But it served me well, because when I applied to college, you know, I put on there as a football guy, and boy, I got right in. I think that was probably the proudest day of his life. But when I got on the college team, I remember when Daddy showed up for the big game. He said, "Where's the locker room?" They said, "I'm sorry, sir, you can't go in there. They're getting ready for the game." He said, "I'm Oscar Grace Fidelli. He knows my son." I said, "Oh, your father one of the players, huh?" Daddy said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, the locker room's three doors down on the left." So Daddy was kind of delightfully surprised. He goes into the locker room, and every player on the team is nailing a cheerleader. It's chaotic. I mean, pom-poms are flying, and women are going. Slapping, and Daddy's walking through this melee. He finally finds the coach, and he says, "Hey, what's going on here?" And the coach smiled and said, "Well, this fires him up better than any pep talk I've ever given."
"I didn't know you had it in you."
"I didn't. She did."
Grease.